It's the Fret Nats on Deck pregame show, a Bark at the Park Wednesday night here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Eric Bach joined by a great friend of the Fret Nats Baseball Network, the voice of the Delmarva Shorebirds, Mitchell Speltz. Mitchell, welcome back, man. It's been long time no see, sarcasm font.
Yeah, it felt like we were just here a few weeks ago. It's crazy how fast the season is flying. It's great to be back here, one of the great ballparks in our league. And so far, a good series start for the Fret Nats. We'll see if the Shorebirds can get a little momentum now here in the back half of it.
You got our number big time the first time you came here. 4 out of 5 wins, but a doubleheader sweep for the Freddies last night. So this Delmarva Shorebird team is very different from when you guys came to our place the first time. Jackson Holliday's last Delmarva game was in this ballpark, and since Douglas Hodo and Creed Willems have both been promoted. So obviously the Shorebirds have lost some firepower, but still very much in the mix in the Carolina League North in the first half.
Yeah, it's crazy. You bring up the big offensive names. It was kind of inevitable Jackson Holliday was going to go up maybe quicker than anticipated, but then Creed Willems going up before coming to the series here. It was good to see. He was a big fan favorite for the Shorebirds. As a matter of fact, he hit a home run in his first start here today against Hudson Valley, so you always love to see that kind of thing. But the interesting thing is, Derek, when these two teams played the first time around, for Delmarva, the offense is really the story. From now, the pitching has really come along, and you saw a couple good starts yesterday. Bradley Bremer, who started the back half of that doubleheader, the first part of that doubleheader, and then Edgar Portis, the 4 really good innings. And that's been the story from there, throwing the ball a lot better, not walk as many batters, but now a different looking offense. And we'll see if they can get a little momentum with that now as we hit the month of June.
Despite the good pitching for Delmarva, like you mentioned, it felt like the Fret Nats stole 2 games yesterday. I mean, you guys were ahead in both. It was a go-ahead hit in the 8th inning of both games, with the second of which was a walk-off. Obviously, you guys took 4 out of 6 from Lynchburg last week in the battle of the top 2 offenses in the Carolina League. Every game counts. You guys are chasing a first-half championship. Feels like the back half of that bullpen is going to have to shore it up, if you will, here in Fredericksburg, the back half of the week.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they lost Reese Sharp, who was one of our better relievers. He also got called up to Aberdeen before that Lynchburg series, but Yaki Rivera threw yesterday. I didn't think he threw that bad, but I mean, kind of tough circumstances for him. And it was kind of in a tough spot because the defense has not been as sharp, and there's a reason for that. I've talked with Felipe, the manager, several times about it, and he says when you're moving guys all around like they have been, you're bound to have those kinds of things, and these guys are still young too. And it just kind of feels like at times the offense is not producing like it was because you've lost so much talent to the next level. But at the end of the day, when you have that smaller margin for error, you got to tighten things up. And when they've done that, they've been pretty good this year. They're just kind of looking to regather a little bit better offensive momentum and get those clutch hits that they maybe haven't had to this point.
And that's what the Fret Nats have had in this winning streak. I mean, you saw there, obviously the Delmarva offense did well here the first time you guys came here, but the Fret Nat offense also did pretty well that week. But now figuring out how to win, I mean, there's got to be a noticeable difference in somebody that saw the Fret Nats maybe at one of their lowest points as opposed to somebody who's seeing them now at one of their highest points. Can you notice that difference?
Oh, for sure. And that's something I've brought up a lot. It feels like this team for Fredericksburg is a lot better than where they played a month ago. And the offense, it seemed like there was a matter of time until they turned it out. It's good to have an ace in that rotation like Jake Bennett, who probably feels like could be going up at some point. That's just me speculating, of course. But there's some good arms on this team as well. And now you're starting to see all the offense click. You're getting some power. You're getting some speed. And they're a tough team to deal with. And they feel like one that could be a problem in the second half, if not now. And all of a sudden, they're only, what, 6.5 games out of first place. So one big hot streak could change things over the next few weeks here.
Yeah, crazier things have happened for sure. So we see Juan Nunez on the mound tonight for Delmarva. What's kind of the armchair scouting report on him?
He was the opening day starter for this team. He has been arguably the most dependable arm, him and Bradley Bremer, in that starting rotation. Mixes his pitches really well. He's worked a little bit in tandem as a reliever with Edgar Portis, but because of the doubleheader yesterday, they just had a straight start for Edgar, and now Juan will be a normal starter here today. But he hasn't yielded too many hits this year. Teams are batting over 200 this year. He leads the team in strikeouts and has a career high of 8 in his last 2 outings on the mound, one as a reliever where he earned a save in Charleston and a start last week against Lynchburg. So he's been a bit dependable. Big thing for him now is he's throwing a lot more strikes. He's working the edges a lot better. And he could use a really good start here today concerning that doubleheader. And we'll see if Delmarva gets that from him. And that could really set the tone for them to get back in this series.
Riley Cornelio starts on the mound for the Fret Nats tonight. Looking forward towards the weekend here, this is the first of 2 straight homestands for us. Can you give us a little preview of Delmarva pitching as we work through this series?
Yeah, for them, you look at Juan Nunez starting tonight. He was actually a big piece we talked about. They got him from Minnesota. Yennier Cano is actually the marquee piece of that trade no one really knew about. I kind of missed that in the last point, but he's been really good for the big league club. But you look at the rest of the week as well. But with Nunez starting today, look at tomorrow, Moises Chaussé will get the start. He's been one of their top strikeout men as well. Jared Beck, the tall 7-footer, he's had a really good season. I think he's really turned it around with his command this season after his start. Wyatt Cheney will follow him out of the bullpen. And then Juan de los Santos has quietly put together a really good season for the Shorebirds. He was one of their top stars last year, but his win-loss record I don't think tells the story, but now it's kind of the same deal. I believe he's 1-3 this year, but he's actually been pretty good for this club as of late. And Davy Cruz will probably follow him out of the bullpen as well. So between those two guys, I think the guys coming up, they've really thrown the ball well as of late. And you just hope they can get a little bit more run support to help them maybe come back and win a series here against the surging Frednats team. But again, this has been a good starting rotation team over the last few weeks or so.
It's kind of been a weird scheduling quirk that you guys have come here twice in the first 2 months of the season. This is your last trip to Fredericksburg this year, and we will return in the second half. What do I expect when I come visit you at Purdue Stadium on the 4th of July will be the first time we visit?
You should expect a lot of traffic. It's right near the beach, Ocean City, and now you're at the time of the year where a lot of people are flocking to the beach, no pun intended. So there'll be a lot of crowd there, especially for a 4th of July weekend. They do a really good job selling the weekend crowd there for the Shorebirds. And if you're driving to the area, which I assume you're going to be riding with the team, but if anyone who comes out to the area, be prepared for some traffic, especially if you head eastward towards Ocean City. There's going to be a lot of traffic there, but nonetheless, a beautiful city in Salisbury. Good baseball town, a lot of Orioles and Shorebirds fans there, and it should be a great time.
Great words of wisdom from Mitchell Speltz on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight. Well, I wish you and the Shorebirds the best of luck, just not good enough luck.
I appreciate that. Glad to hop on, and we'll see if we can get back in this series here tonight.